You know, this emperor gave it 4 hours. It's my sister.
Tsushima Maru,
Yeah,
are you familiar with that, Robin?
This
That's
Memorial Day.
the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
You can
Sarah.
answer that, please.
Sarah's going to ask you the questions,
Mm-hmm.
and I'm going to record your answers. And it's important for you to stay still because I can hear fabric, I can hear all of that stuff. So here's the telephone. Okay.
Put it up to your ear, just like you're going to talk on the telephone and talk into
And
it,
then here, let's
sweetheart.
put this down. Okay, you can say hello and let her know you're there.
Yeah, my name is Maria Batrov. Okay. Well, first time what's gonna say, and a ship is I grew up at 13 years Okinawa, at Okinawa. So after in Tokyo a long time, 28 years.
Ask you about your family and growing up and everything.
Oh, we have lots of family, you know. My voice is so funny. And my parents was born Okinawa. Of course, I was born Okinawa. And 88 years old, my father, 84 years old, passed away. The countryside. And high school and city, you know. I was 13 years old. I grew up in this countryside. I meet my husband in Tokyo. I'm doing its MP MEP job and import export job. I get hate. I hate you. I hate American so much, you know. But times make up, and I'm thinking for a long time for American. Oh, many people, many children die, and I have been oceans for a long time, and not still I couldn't finish yet, you know, still I couldn't finish. All children cry and help mommy and die. This voice I hear every day, you know. That's why I'm thinking about America Marine. So, yeah, husband now. Now difference. Now difference. I forget about it. I forget it. And the husband is nice. Yeah, I meet at the restaurant. My family all hate. My family hates American. My family hates you. I marry American. I never believe myself, you know. So my father understand very much, and my father doesn't say anything. Anything you want, you go, okay? Okay. And my father, parents passed away right now, and he said, "You go marry, and you can keep responsibility your life." That's my father say. He loved my husband. He loved very much. Yeah, another family doesn't say anything. We don't go see as family for a long time. 8 years, 8 years. We don't go see as family because old person, you know, behind there, and they hate me and they hate you. No, they hate my husband. And we don't say anything. Now, all peace. Now everybody like it. Everybody like it. Young people like it, you know. An old person now passed away, so peaceful. Yeah, every year, two times. We have a house. I made a new house last year's. Yeah, we have last year's new house. The new house, that's myself and sometime my husband can come, my daughter can come. That's year, you know. Yeah, every year I go back when I have life. 1968, United States, 1968. First thing, we don't have any relative here and nobody here. Just look around the country and what you're gonna do. So I did the first time 1970. I did an open house, Pacific House, and folk art, Oriental folk art store. And after 2 years later, Oriental supermarket. And after 2 years, and together, same building as restaurant. So 18 years I had been working. And so I understand social order now, everything more easy. So we have the only one person in the company friend, you know, and David, the company friend, you know, president to help us. Chicago, just I busy visiting in 1 month. Yeah, but I don't like living over there to call. If he living over there, I never marry. Okinawa? Yeah, I meet lots of people. Oh, I have lots of relatives in Okinawa. A Christian group. Oh, that's help a little bit. And my sister mother association and so poor, that's help money. And I do that thing at Okinawa. Yeah, United States, we do as a church member, church help too. My husband help lots every month. That's yes. Yeah, I like living here so good and so comfortable house. Nobody sees. I don't see anybody, you know. Now my husband is doing very good at job and. She's still working for, 75, 72 years old. Yeah, still go. Yeah, he doing in the, I got to go with him with the ship, cruise business, you know. You want to come? Cruise business. Yeah, I have trouble speaking English. So, no. I do it, that's broken English, that's that's okay. Market never trouble. No trouble. No trouble. Oh, I hear the English by ear, you know? Yeah. People teach me and funny thing I say, oh, you we don't say that, you know. People teach me so. Only I live in my heart. I live in my heart and No trouble. My daughter, we adopted when she was 10 days old. 10 days old, we adopted girl, this baby. Now he have 3 girls, 1 boy. The biggest one's 18 years old. Second one, 17, 16, 8. That's four children. So she's, No, because we don't have a baby. We couldn't have a baby. Yokohama. Yeah, she was born in Yokohama. She's both Japanese. And the hospital mother couldn't take care, just throw away something, hospital. So hospital doctor can take care, she think. So mother go away. So I feel sorry for her. That she's happy now. She's working and house and husband together. Everything good. Yeah. So happy end. No, in America, Maori, no, I be boss. So no trouble. My husband, you're talking my husband just married, you know?
Okay, Robin's coming over here now. Yes, that's fine.
You know, we left out a lot of stuff about Maria. She is fantastic. I mean, the reason her English isn't all that great is because when she was a child, she was torpedoed and then out in the ocean, and then she didn't go back to Okinawa for a long time, but she did end up... She did end up getting teaching credentials from a famous university in Japan, but that was only after a 2-year course. And so she was, Yeah. And so, see, the thing is, she's been away from her family all that time. She was torpedoed in that Tsushima Maru tragedy, and then she was rescued by going and taken to Japan. So she was away from Okinawa for, many years, and she hadn't completed her education. And after the war, everything's in a shambles. And so she was working like in, PXs and working for the U.S. military and just picking up English. There's no jobs, everything's destroyed. And so she's working for the U.S. military, doing helping with accounting and doing different things. And so she just, English was just picked up, from GIs and all that sort of thing. So that's why her English is a little different than someone who's graduated from a Japanese university nowadays, So that's one little thing about her little English and all that sort of thing. But what the thing was, we got married in Tokyo, and the Okinawa people are completely different than the Japanese people. It's like Hawaiians being different than people that live in downtown Manhattan. Now this phone is going out on us, so I'm gonna have to get another phone. Hang on, Sarah, sorry. So anyway, we lived in okay, I didn't want to ramble on there. I'm sorry, Sarah, but okay, fine. You just ask me whatever you would like to, please. Okay, fine. It's so sensitive what we're recording that
Okay.
any little clock in the background's making, noise and so forth. Yeah. Oh, okay, good, Sarah. So what did you want me to do? Okay, well, actually, I had been over in Korea serving with the U.S. military from 56 to 57, and that's when I met Maria when I was on leave in Japan during 56 and 57. And then I went back to the States and got out of the military, and I couldn't stand it, so I bought a one-way ticket to Tokyo to marry Maria with no job. So that's the way we got started. And I eventually very quickly got a job with a American publishing company called Army, Navy, Air Force, Times. And I worked in Tokyo for 4 years. And after that, I worked with Japan Airlines Advertising Agency as an English language copywriter, copy chief for Botsford Constantine International. It's a San Francisco-based advertising agency. So we lived in Yokohama for about 4 years. So for a total of 8 years, I lived in Japan working in journalism and photography. And we were married in the Tokyo Chapel Center on September 1st, 1959. And then after the 8 years of living in Japan, I just figured it would be a good time to get back home to the States. And, miracle of God, about 6 months before we left, our little Amiko, we adopted Amiko as a child, as a infant. And so that was 1950, excuse me, 1960,
58.
68. And so we came to San Francisco, and my company was in San Francisco, and I had 6 months notice because everyone coming back from overseas just has 6 months to work, and then they are just not needed anymore. So I worked for 6 months, and then I started a freelance travel photography and writing career, which I've been doing up until today. So Maria's home in San Anselmo with her infant child, and I'm working and going around the world, taking pictures and writing stories. So that was up to that's actually up to the present. She had her store, her different stores for about, I guess she said about
Full-blown store.
for about 6 years, or oh no, maybe about 10 or 12 years.
17 years.
Okay, 17 years.
Say that again.
She had her folk art store in her supermarket and restaurant for about 17 years, and she had the chance all this time we've been in the States, which is 38 years. She goes back to Okinawa at least once or twice a year for like 6 weeks at a time. So she's very current with everything in Okinawa. Her father had a great 85th birthday party about like 7 or 8 years ago, and I wrote a story for the an in-flight magazine about that. So if you need any information about her background and her family background, that's that. So now up to the present, well, we've been just living here for all those 38 years in San Anselmo and Sleepy Hollow and Marin County. So, yeah. Okay. This is my name is Dave Bartruff. Okay, yes. I am Dave Bartruff, a photojournalist, and we live here in Sleepy Hollow in Marin County, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge in California. And we've been here for 38 years. Anything else, Sarah? Well, I think the one thing I've always enjoyed about her so much, it's just like attending a circus. And you know, there's fire eaters and there's people that ride on lions. Oh, and actually, they go in the cages with the lions, I guess, and tigers. And so anyway, she's just like a July 4th firecracker ready to go off at any time. And it really makes life interesting. So there's never a dull moment around here. Oh, thank you, Sarah. So we're going to go over to Maria right now. Okay, thanks for everything.
Yeah, he's all right. He's happy. No, he had been military and after get out working for Chicago or newspaper, you know. That's my memory. After get out military, he was a lieutenant. Oh, he's still young. He's young and 7 years old, but 6 years old. Oh, medical and who understands very good and medical. Oh, nothing different. All people same thing as soft mind. You know, study hard and pick up English, and I don't know, such young people just stop America. Something we gotta teach, you know, this kind of people, and just start. You know, everybody have a dream, America, and young people most, you know, understand America. So we gotta teaching her is teaching him, these young people, and I can understand why it's so many people like come here, and have something dream, you know. So I want to say, study hard and more understand America, and try hard anyway, working hard, and I don't know why. Well, I don't know. Oh, other policy. I don't know. That's another country haven't put the dream, you know. Dream, like a dream that's true, come true. But now different thing. It's all country mess up so much, and I don't know. Say to who? And try hard working, try hard understand. And the customer all different, you know. and so much working hard and understand people and study English. And last thing to do, very peaceful people.
Did Sarah, did Maria finish off there, or do you want her to say some more things, or? You know, I've written several stories. I could make copies and give them to Robin or whatever like that. It might fill you in on some of the details if you needed a few more details or anything. Yeah. You know, I've got these, there'd be tear sheets from magazines and stuff like that. And it would be like her father's 85th birthday, which was just unbelievable. It's a big, important thing in Okinawa, and 300 or 400 people are there honoring him. And it goes back and tells his history, and he was a village chief in Japan and all this kind of stuff in Okinawa. And then I did another story, an online story. I guess I could maybe send that to you. And that would be the sinking of the Tsushima Maru, you know, one of the great tragedies of World War II. Did you ever get that? Because that tells a lot about Maria and her background and the children on the ship and all that and her travail. And yeah, because I thought it'd be much easier to read it, because I don't think I have it in any kind of electronic form. I mean, either one of those. Okay, yeah. And you could give me your mailing address if you like. You know, it's here if you need it, and if you don't need it, it's okay too, you know. Good, Sarah. Yeah. Okay. You know, yeah, good. I'll give it back to Robin. You know, the other thing about Maria, you know, we don't talk a lot about ourselves and everything, but, you know, the phone will ring sometime, and it will be the Emperor of Japan's wife. It'll be Princess Michiko, and she'll talk to her. Princess Michiko will call Maria and talk to her on a private phone call. So you know, Maria is really pretty special. She also has made, you know, good, she has a relationship with Prime Minister Koizumi. They were on a vessel together. It was having to do with her sinking of her ship, which is a major thing in Japan. But she got to know the Prime Minister of Japan quite well, and she sends both the Prime Minister and the Imperial Household, you know, jam from her garden that she makes and stuff like that. So Maria is really special, and that probably didn't come across, but that's the kind of person she is. So, well, it could be done. You know, she's written a book about herself, and it's all in Japanese and everything. It's not about herself. It's all about her life and other people and things like that, so... Yeah, yeah. Good, Sarah. Okay, here's Robin with all of her equipment here, okay?
Yep. I'm going to get a pickup of one date that I think got interrupted, and then I'm going to take off a year.
Okay. Actually, in December 1967, we adopted Amy Cole, getting her from the hospital.